If you're new to Las Vegas, don't worry. Almost everyone has been in that boat before. We're literally a city of newcomers. So today on CityCast Las Vegas, we're bringing back a conversation we had with new Las Vegas transplant Christine Johnson earlier this year. She asked me and executive producer Sonia Cho Swanson all of her newbie questions about jobs and cars and making friends. And for you longtime Vegas residents listening, you gotta let us know. Did we get it right? It's Monday, December 18th. I'm David Figler, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Hey, Christine, welcome to Las Vegas.
I'm so happy to be here. Hello.
How long have you been in the city?
1 month this week, actually.
It's your 1 month anniversary.
It's my 1 month anniversary, yes.
All right. So what made you decide to move to Las Vegas?
I love that question because I am originally from the Bay Area, San Francisco. And so many of my friends ask that question, what is making you move to Las Vegas? I'm a big city gal. You give me a big city with really great restaurants, really great people from all over where tons of conversations can be had. You give me a place with a good cocktail. You give me a place where if I choose, saying I'm not going to, but stay up till 4 in the morning, if I choose to, I can. And then just also things to sightsee, things to do. If I want to go hiking with a dog, I can. And it's not too far away from friends. So maybe I can just, you know, fly back, fly home.
All right. Well, as a local now, here's your first job that we're going to give you outside of your job that you already have. You're hosting CityCast Las Vegas. So fire away. Sonia and I are ready to go.
Okay, this is awesome. I have one question that I need to ask people that I know so people don't look and be like, what is wrong with you? Is it pronounced?
Oh, no. I know what's coming. Go ahead.
Nevada or Nevada?
As it happens, we have a whole episode about this.
And it goes on for like 20 minutes because there's a whole history that goes back apparently to the Bible. But it's Nevada. Pretty straightforward. Wow. Okay. Yeah, Nevada.
Nevada. Okay.
Yeah. You'll definitely win some street cred by saying Nevada, and you'll definitely lose some street cred by saying Nevada.
Yeah, I think I've been saying Nevada, but I realized I was doing it wrong. So I was like, okay, I need to learn this. So when I go out around people, they don't give me the look like, oh.
Yeah, we're the local quirk. Soon you'll start getting mad at people for saying it the other way too. It's a natural part of the process.
Exactly. Got it. All the stages of grief except for the word Nevada.
And I know this is an interesting question that a lot of people have. And I was lucky. I had a job with CityCast. So I was able to just come on in and hang with my CityCast Las Vegas team. But should you have a job lined up here before you move? Or do you feel like Vegas is a place where without a job plan, you can just hit the pavement and hit the job sites and become quite successful quickly?
I would say it really depends on the industry. If you're in hospitality, food and beverage, you can hit the ground and just do that networking and find a job fairly quickly, at least what I've heard from friends. But other industries like, say, tech, that's a lot harder. Mm-hmm. What have you heard, David?
Yeah, I think it's probably the same. Although, you know, we have the quirk. We're a union town in a lot of ways when it comes to the casino industry and all the tangential jobs. So if somebody wanted to get involved, there's really a process to get through. Otherwise, you know, we do have a lot of people here and there are a lot of needs to serve all those people. So, you know, while I think it might be a little apocryphal that like Las Vegas is the land of plenty where you just show up and they hand you a job, there are still a lot of jobs available if someone were to move here without one. Though, you know, in these times, we're not as kind of cheap and easy to live in as we used to be. So it might be better to maybe do a little advanced planning.
Okay. Yeah. Good to know. Coming from a place like San Francisco, where the city was abundant with public transportation options. Is it possible to live in Las Vegas without a vehicle, or is having one a necessity?
Oh. Ooh, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say you're going to need a car.
Although we had a guest on recently who is living life in Las Vegas without his own vehicle, but still does the Ubers and, you know, but tries to use public transportation as much as possible, but also lives in a place where you can walk a little bit more, bicycle a little bit more, that sort of thing.
I guess if you were very close to a grocery store, you know, or very close to like a Walgreens or a convenience store or just the amenities that you needed, that would be fine. But even like a 10-minute walk when it is July, then you're going to really want that car.
Different world.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a walkable town in a lot of ways. The streets are kind of dangerous. But again, it depends on where you choose to live when you come to Las Vegas. And so did I hear you say that you chose the general downtown area?
It chose me, but yes.
I love it.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm very close to Fremont Street. I'm very close to the Arts District. Walkable. But I guess I'm going to have to start thinking about getting a car now. So,
Well, I mean, there is a public transportation option. You know, it is pretty good for what it does. It just doesn't do it all. But there's different parts of town that have like really cool trail systems, and there's trails everywhere. There's urban trails, there's equestrian trails, there's bike trails.
Wow.
And the downtown trail segment is very, very different than the one that might be a little further out in what we call the suburbs.
Right.
And those are a little bit more master planned, a little bit more clean, convenient, easy, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Just a side note, my friend, when I came to visit to look at places, we drove out to Centennial Hills. And she says, if you move out here, I'm not coming to visit.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, like, that's old school. That's an old school Vegas take.
That is.
And now the probably most asked is... What would you say to people preparing for the hotter months?
The heat,
the scorching heat. You know, especially if we have pets, we have kids. I've heard people tell me to get vinyl on your windows in your car, which I thought was illegal. At least it was in California. So
not here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You don't know who's creeping up next to you.
Yeah, okay, so the vinyl on your windows, huge difference. As soon as I got that done on my car, I felt an incredible difference. Also for cars, I mean, we've talked about this before, David, but I always look for the best parking spot, which is the shadiest parking spot. It's so worth it because when you get back to your car and your arm gets burned by that seatbelt buckle, you're just like, I'm done.
I mean, Christine, the first time that chapstick gets picked up, in July, that was in the little cup in your car.
Oh,
or you have some coins in there.
Oh, no. God.
Or anything. I mean, in the old days, it used to be a cassette tape or a CD.
It's melted. It's
gone. It's gone. It's part of the earth now.
Yeah. I've even been looking at cars with lighter interior.
That's smart.
Why would I get a car with black interior? Why would I do this to myself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or even the lighter colored car also. That too.
Yes.
Yeah. I think the other thing that feels very Las Vegas to me about the heat is just avoiding daytime hour activities that are outdoors, especially. I remember the first year, it was summer when my family moved out to Las Vegas. This was 20-something years ago now. We met our neighbor at the mailbox. My mom was trying to be friendly and introduce herself. And the neighbor was like, it's hot. I'll see you when it's cool out. And he just turned around and walked back inside the house.
And then just disappeared into a puff of dust.
Yeah. We were like, okay, bye. But then literally like 2 months later, they were super nice and they would say hi to us and like linger and like that with us outside. But in July, they were like, no.
Wow.
You just have to time stuff. It's all about timing, like Sonia said. Also water.
Oh, God, yes.
Water. And especially if you have pets, you always, wherever you go, just invest in the little portable water bowl for your doggo.
Yes.
Because wherever you go... if you're out with your dog, people will gladly fill up that bowl for your dog. You just got to stay hydrated because that's the killer, because you don't know desert heat until you experience it. And sometimes it could be too late. And all of a sudden you're like, why am I getting a little dizzy? And you could do some serious damage to yourself.
Yeah.
And put yourself in a real vulnerable position. So staying hydrated, staying in the shade, not staying out exposed for too long, planning your activities, doing timing. These are the ways we work away around summer.
This is great.
Fun little hack for your dog. What I do for Harper, my dog, when we're on like slightly longer drives or like a road trip or something, I will fill up one of those, you know, those hot water bottles that you kind of fill with hot water usually to keep you warm. I fill it with water and I freeze it. And so then I put it, wrap it in a towel, put it in the back seat for Harper so she can lay on it if it's getting too
smart.
Hot. Because the car gets so hot, you know?
Yes.
So
And they do start to, they start doing that pant. I can always tell when he needs water. So that is smart. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Also, when it's getting super duper hot, there's a little respite that's just down the road up in Mount Charleston.
Yes.
And you bring your dog up there and they've got some great trails, and it's always considerably cooler up on the mountain.
That's on my list. Okay. So I'm aware that Nevada is a purple state. How do you go about broaching political discussions when you move from a more far left or a more far right leaning state? I've had some incidents and conversations that didn't go so well. How best would you let people know to get into those?
I would start by reminding people that Clark County, where Las Vegas is in the heart of, is a pretty bluish place. So that's where you start. I would also say that most political conversations that I've heard in the wild in Las Vegas come from very, very far right folk. Usually in little dive bars, usually super duper loud and uncomfortably. So I don't know that in the wilds of Las Vegas, people do talk about politics a whole lot. It's not kind of part of our culture.
Yeah.
On the Twitters, yes, but out on the streets, not as much.
Yeah, I agree, David. And I kind of wish there was a little bit more. I mean, as long as we could manage to keep it civil. But one thing I would say is that I do think the Las Vegas political spectrum isn't quite as clear cut as it might be in some places. Yeah, we do tend to like vote blue in general. But for example, I feel like I've met a lot more progressive folks who are also pro-gun rights. Maybe it's that Western streak we have. So, I mean, if you really did want to kind of approach those political discussions, I would just say don't assume that you know how someone's going to vote, you know, just because, I mean, I don't think that you would, Christine, but, you know, just because of the way they look or just because they're from Clark County or, you know, whatever. People hold an interesting kind of array of political beliefs that don't always fall neatly into the left or right category.
Right.
It's the mishmash of Las Vegas. I mean, we are the melting pot of the melting pot. There are a lot of different folks that come from a lot of different backgrounds here, and they land here for all sorts of different reasons. And so obviously their political views would be different. I mean, generally speaking, we're a blue county, pretty strong wise. But yeah, I think Sonia nailed it right on the head.
That sounds good. I will tippy-toe very carefully around some of those conversations.
Of course, we love having those conversations on CityCast Las Vegas.
Come on and have them with us. That's the fun part. Come have them with us.
Exactly. So I am a single gal. And so I really am looking for some of the best social activities or group outings that don't include gambling or drinking. And I would love kind of your rapid fire suggestions on what those may be.
Are we going to popcorn back and forth, Sonia?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to say local theater is a lot of fun. There's so many good little innovative and sometimes interactive theater programs. You could go solo and that would be a total fun. Go.
Easy one, hiking. There are tons of hiking groups on Meetup and they can take you all over, not only Clark County, but also they make forays into surrounding states like Utah and Arizona too, which is really
nice.
Fun. Popcorn,
okay.
David.
Yeah, when I said that Las Vegas isn't really political in the wild, that doesn't mean that there aren't political activism groups around, and you could easily find one that aligns probably with your views.
That's a good idea.
You could do some work with them. There's a lot of them, they do volunteer work or they do outreach and stuff like that. So that'd be a fun way to meet people who are like-minded politically if that's what you're interested in. All right, back to you, Sonia.
Okay, I'm going to shout out the Las Vegas Astronomical Society. They have these nights out where you can go out and look at the stars. They bring out these like super high-tech telescopes.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they have experts on hand who will actually show you what you're looking at and what you're looking for.
Oh, that's cool. Great.
All right, my last one. There are a ton of interesting nonprofits that do volunteer work throughout the community. That's a fun one. If faith is your bag, we have All the religions are available here.
And you get a religion and you get a religion.
Yeah, everybody gets one. And they're all available to the extent that, you know, they're pretty big and mm-hmm. you could find activities within them. They're pretty accessible and they're so welcoming because Las Vegas is so used to people coming here. They got it wired. Mm-hmm. So that would be an easy route too.
Okay, my last super quick one are the book clubs at the Writer's Block. They
yes.
have so many fun little themed book clubs, including one that's the Bourbon Book Club, where they pair a bourbon with a book every month. So check that out.
That sounds up my alley.
And the cookbook
book
club
too,
which we've also featured on the CityCast podcast.
Yes, with Kim Foster, who is incredible.
That's great. Great list. Thank you. And then I think probably we'd love to hear from you guys about any questions that new residents of Las Vegas should be asking that I haven't asked.
What is a question, that new residents should be asking?
I got one.
Okay.
Should I trust people at face value what they tell me in Las Vegas? Mm. And the answer is be cynical. Don't buy into everybody's bullshit. We are a town of hype. And even what we're telling you right now,
I know.
You might
want
to go
what?
Try to verify.
Should I be trusting this entire episode?
Oh, no, you could trust us, but everyone else, full of it. No, but Vegas has a lot of people who, you know, are into hyperbolic. So don't trust everything that you hear. You might want to verify some stuff. That's my word of warning to a new resident.
Use the Google a lot. Okay.
I guess the question that I would be asking is, how do you make friends for the long haul in Vegas? Mm-hmm. Because one of the things that I've noticed is that, you know, we talk about our city being a transient city, and to a degree, it's kind of true. There was a year when I had three incredibly close, wonderful, you know, girlfriends who, like, I would just hang out with and talk with. And within the space of 6 months, they all left town.
Right.
And that was rough. That was really rough. So I would say invest in friendships, but invest in, like, many. Have at least a couple different friend groups, like maybe have your hiking crew and have your book club crew. And just know that the borders and dynamics of those friendship groups and those friend groups are going to change over time as people move in and out of town.
I think that's great. As, you know, being from San Francisco, which also is a very touristy town, mm-hmm. I made a bunch of friends at a bar. Shout out to Glen Park Station Bar.
Aww.
And, you know, one of the reasons I chose here is because when they visit, it'll be my family, my friends coming. So I think that's a really good suggestion for people is have your hands in a lot of pots, meet a lot of different people. So I'm definitely going to be doing that over the next several months, just meeting and my work friends.
Yes, you've got us.
Yeah, Christine Johnson, thank you so much for joining us today, and welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas.
Thank you.
That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. If you enjoyed the show, why not tell a friend, a new friend, a friend who just moved to the city? Then you can all rate the show, leave us a review, and make sure everyone is subscribing to our morning newsletter. It is indispensable. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Till then, stay lucky. Did that give you time, Sonia, to come up with one?
It did. Thank you. Because I was like, oh, shit.